Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 7th, 1920, Lance Corporal Harold Graves was found not guilty for want of compelling evidence. He was accused by Gladstone Emtage of shooting him with intent to commit murder. Lance Corporal Graves, according to the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, stated that he went on duty with one PC 324 holder about 10 past 12. He suspected that gambling was happening in Matthew's shop and decided to go there. On arrival, the gamblers ran at the sight of the police, but he and his partner managed to arrest Emtage and another man. As the prisoners were escorted, they walked ahead, taking Beckwith Street to get to the Bridge Guardhouse. When they turned the corner, they saw a mob, including some of those who were gambling at the shop earlier. The mob started to pelt them with stones and bottles. Four men, along with Matthew, the owner of the shop, approached him, brandishing a stick, shouting, "Let go, Gladstone!" Lance Corporal Graves and his companion ignored the request and continued walking with their prisoners. Matthew, not satisfied that he was ignored, upped the stick and gave him two blows to the head and repeated, "Let go, Gladstone!" He fell to the ground immediately, and Emtage made good his escape. Sometime during the brawl, he heard someone mention a firearm. Standing in the dock, he recounted that he did not own a revolver and he did not pursue Emtage up Bay Street. Lloyd Alcott, a witness, in his evidence against the Lance Corporal, told the court that on the night in question, he was going up Bay Street. He saw four men at the corner of Beckwith Street, two of whom appeared to be prisoners. On their approach, he recognized Emtage. He continued walking and suddenly heard footsteps running behind him. Illuminated by the streetlight, he saw the defendant reach behind his hip and heard reports of a firearm and saw a flash. Next thing he heard Emtage say, "All right, Graves, you have shot me." Dr. H. E. Skeet, senior resident surgeon of the General Hospital, stated that around 12:45 p.m. on the 21st of March, he examined Emtage and found a punctured wound on the left side of his back. In the X-ray room, foreign bodies were seen near the wound, but no bullet was found. He stated, "The wound was, in my opinion, consistent with a shot coming out of a revolver, but I am of opinion that the shot was not a bullet." Magistrate Lynch, in his summation, expressed that the evidence confuted, as it was by the sworn testimony of two police officers, was not of a nature to convict the accused, and ultimately dismissed the case. Disgruntled, Emtage applied to the court clerk for a copy of the proceedings to be forwarded to the Attorney General, unhappy with the magistrate's decision. All of which occurred on this day, May 7th, 1920.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.